Blog Talk Radio.
Might as well put your hands together.
Or an asset to the Kingdom of God Internet Radio Show. I am your host, Brother James Brown Jr., and we do come to you live from Detroit, Michigan, each and every Thursday and every Saturday night from 8 o'clock p.m. until 9 p.m. Eastern Standard Time. Today is Saturday, March the 7th, 2020. 2020 is the year. I'm so excited about tonight's show. You'll have to forgive me on tonight, but God is so good and he's so worthy to be praised. I am so glad to be back on the air with you all once again on tonight. We're going to ask everyone to please get your Bibles, get your pens and paper ready so that you can follow along with the man of God in the person of Deacon Marvin Cox. He always shares with us inspirational poems. Then he's going to break the word of God open to us again on tonight. So it's important that you have your Bibles and have your pens and paper ready, so that you can follow along with him as we go through God's word together on tonight. I'm asking all listeners, if you will please go into prayer with me at this time. We're going to have prayer for my first cousin, Pastor Norman King. He is the pastor of Victor's Outreach Ministries, which is located in Greensboro, North Carolina. He is on the air with us on tonight, and he's going to be doing our opening prayer. So we're just asking the Lord to just move by his spirit through Pastor Norman King as he leads us in prayer on tonight. So I'm asking all listeners, please pray with us as we give the mic now to Pastor Norman King for opening prayer.
Father, in the name of Jesus, we humbly come to you right now, just crying out to you in the name of Jesus, the name above all names. And we just pray, Father, for our believers. First of all, Father God, we pray that we work to perfect everything humbly and obedient to you and what you have ordained us to do. Because as your word says, that we live in the last days, and it says the perilous times shall come, and we are experiencing these times right now. Now I pray for the kingdom people, Father God, that first of all, we take the lead and we be bold, Father God, and thorough and not compromising your words. I pray strength of your leaders, Father God, in the name of Jesus tonight, Father God. Pray for all those who are going through bereavement tonight, Father God. And we know, Father God, there's so much going on in the world, but we are not naive and not surprised by it, Father God. But I just pray that even as Deacon Marvin Cox comes tonight, Father God, that he humble himself before you and allow you total control, Father God, as he give all of us what you have ordained for him to give us on this day, Father God. We pray for Brother James and Todd Brown, Father God, for they have experienced, Father God, the loss of a brother, but just get him strength where it needs strength, Father God, and comfort where they need comfort. And we want to say thank you, and we love you, Father God, in the name of Jesus Christ, our Lord and Savior. We pray these things in Jesus' name. Pray, amen, amen, and amen.
Amen.
Amen. Praise the Lord. Thank you, Pastor Norman King, for that prayer. Right now, we do have another spiritual food for thought. And I just want to piggyback off of what Pastor Norman King said regarding that prayer. Not just in my family, but there's a lot of people in my church family that has lost loved ones, young people. They had a homeborn service today of a young lady, 25 years old. She was sick for a long time, but God called her home from her sickness and pain, and now she has her ultimate healing, and I know she's now with the Lord. So not only have my family experienced the loss of a loved one, but worldwide listeners all over the land are grieving on tonight. Someone has lost a loved one. So we thank God for that prayer, and we continue to lift each other up in prayer, and we continue to ask God to comfort and strengthen us as only he can, because he knows exactly what he's doing. And he is not going to put no more on us than we're able to bear. I have a spiritual food for thought for tonight. And it comes to us saying, work while it's day, for the night is coming. Once again, tonight's spiritual food for thought. Work while it's day, for the night is coming. And that scripture is found in John chapter 9, verse number 4. I'm asking all the listeners, you can always email me at all lowercase James_Brown. 1558 at yahoo.com or on Facebook. Again, I welcome all comments and feedback from listeners. You can always email me at all lowercase James_Brown 1558 at yahoo.com or on Facebook. And before we bring Deacon Marvin Cox to bring forth and share with us another inspirational poem, and then he's going to go into God's Word, I have one announcement. I am so excited about this young group of five young men that God has blessed, and he has anointed these young men, and it's called Five Young Men Flow Investments. And what they do is they go around helping senior citizens, and they do it free of charge. They don't charge anything. They deal with females that have cancer. They go and purchase wigs for them and makeup, and they go to their houses, and senior citizens, they cut their grass for free, and there's a whole lot more involved with these young men of God. They're going to be my guests on next Thursday night, which will be March the 12th. So you want to tune in and be blessed by these young men in the city of Detroit that are being vessels, being used by God to be a blessing to those that stand in need of a blessing. So, and what they're going to share with the listeners, the Lord may touch someone's heart, that you may be able to do the same thing. So I want you all to be able to tune in, pass the news on, let the word get out that these young men are going to be on the show as my special guests on next Thursday night at 8 o'clock p.m. You don't want to miss this. You want to be blessed by them. So right now, I'm so excited once again to turn this mic over to Deacon Marvin Cox. He's going to share with us once again another inspirational poem, and then it's going to go directly into God's Word. So I pray that you have your Bibles, your pens, and your paper ready to follow along. Deacon Marvin Cox, I now yield the mic to you.
Amen, amen, and amen. Once again, it is with great pleasure that I come before you. I thank the Lord. Once again, I'll never stop thanking him for this privilege, as well as the awesome responsibility it is to bring forth his word. I thank Brother Brown for seeing the potential that God's word has and inviting so many different people on to experience as well as to speak on God's word. Now, tonight's poem is a very, very significant poem, and it's going to coincide with tonight's lesson. And it's called The 11th Hour, and it reads, "The first shall be last, and the last shall be first." So says Matthew, the 19th chapter, the 30th verse. We'll talk for a moment about the 11th hour, when God usually moves in his awesome power. The 11th hour means the day is far spent, and there's not much time left to come to an agreement. But the terms we knew about a long time ago, that what we reap, we must also sow. When a malefactor acknowledged Jesus on the cross, the Lord said, "This day you'll be with me in heaven, and your soul will not be lost." When the vineyard workers came to work in the 11th hour of the day, the vineyard master agreed to give them equal pay. No matter how long you labor, the reward is still the same. Make things right with God by calling on His Son's name. Repent and be remorseful for the wrong that you've done. Submit yourself wholeheartedly to God's Holy Son. As the 11th hour brings close the end of the day, let us come together as a family and pray. You and your soul, Satan wants to devour, but only God can save you in the 11th hour. Amen. Brother Brown, did you want me to go directly into the lesson, or are you going to have a music break?
No, go directly into the word. I'm not going to do a music break. I'll do a song after you complete the message of tonight.
Okay. All right. Well, I read to you now from the gospel as recorded by St. Matthew, the 20th chapter, verses 1 through 16. This is a long 16 verses, but it's going to contain tonight's message, which I'll give to you in a little while. I'm reading from the King James Version, and it reads, "For the kingdom of heaven is like unto a man that is a householder, which went out early in the morning to hire laborers unto his vineyard. And when he had agreed with the laborers for a penny a day, he sent them into his vineyard. Then he went out about the third hour and saw others standing idle in the marketplace, and said unto them, Go ye also into the vineyard, and whatsoever is right I will give you. And they went their way. Again he went out about the sixth and ninth hour and did likewise. And about the 11th hour he went out and found others standing idle, and said unto them, Why stand ye here all day idle? They say unto him, Because no man hath hired us. He said unto them, Go ye also into the vineyard, and whatsoever is right, that shall ye receive. So when even was come, the Lord of the vineyard said unto his steward, Call the laborers, and give them their hire, beginning from the last unto the first. And when they came that were hired about the 11th hour, they received every man a penny. But when the first came, they supposed that they should have received more, and they likewise received every man a penny. And when they had received it, they murmured against the good man of the house, saying, These last have wrought but 1 hour, and thou hast made them equal unto us, which was borne the burden and heat of the day. But he answered one of them and said, Friend, I do thee no wrong. Didst not thou agree with me for a penny? Take that thine is and go thy way. I will give unto this last even as unto thee. It is not lawful for me to do what I will with my own. Is thine eye evil because I am good? So the last shall be first, and the first shall be last. For many be called, but few chosen." I've just read it to you from the gospel as recorded by St. Matthew, the 20th chapter, verses 1 through 16. May the Lord add a blessing to the reading and the hearing of his word and his will, and may edify our souls forever. Amen. Amen. Tonight, I'd like to get into the message immediately, and our message is, it's getting late in the day. And this is where the 11th hour, and this is where the 11th hour is more crucial than we can ever know. Now, I'm going to explain to you why the 11th hour is very important. It's very important, and it's getting late in the day. It's very important because the day is extremely far spent. And this is, whether we know it or not, when we look at this, we should look on this with great enthusiasm. This is the invitation for those who have not come to the reality of serving a true and a living God. This is that opportunity that we've been waiting for and that you've been waiting for, and that's to come into the vineyard and to work. And regardless of what your situation may be, the Lord has extended an invitation to you. And most of us read these scriptures and we say that it's the parable of the vineyard workers. But I want to add something to this. This is also a parable of a generous employer. Now, could you imagine coming in to work and only working 1 hour and receiving the reward that everybody who has been laboring long? So we have to look at this as though seniority in the Lord has no privilege. The Lord is recruiting. He went out on a recruiting mission and said the kingdom of heaven is like that vineyard, whereas there are many, many workers, many, many things that need to be done in the name of the Lord. And see, it would be unfair when the Lord say, can I do with mine what I will? He had promised, and as the poem, I'm going to relate back to the poem, but I'm staying in God's word, because it say that everybody would get equal pay. So this gives that rank sinner out there an opportunity to have the right to the tree of life. Give that man that's been out there struggling hard and been or abusing drugs and abusing his family, or so far away from the Lord that he's scared to, he couldn't even, as the Gulf was with the brethren, when he asked, could the angels, could they give him, dip their finger in the water and put it on his tongue? But the Lord said that the gulf was so wide that even the angels in their authority did not come over there to do that. Some of us have drifted away so far from the Lord that in our heart we feel that we cannot expect. But see, we got to look at it like this, that it's time to send up some, not email, but send up some email to pray, ask the Lord to come into our life. Now, I want to digress momentarily back to the story of the vineyard worker. It says, for the kingdom of heaven is like a man that is a householder, which went out early in the morning to hire laborers into his vineyard. See, some of us came into the Lord at an early age. Some of us have came into the Lord and our youth, our parents and our grandparents made sure that we came into the vineyard. And some of us were willing workers. Some of us, you know, went on vacation, got our vacation pay, and never did come back. But this is how it is in the church. Sometimes you have some long-term members who backslide, who go out there, but that invitation is still the same. Okay, and then number two, it says, and when he had agreed with the laborers for a penny a day, he sent them into his vineyard. If you notice, he didn't say, come in and work. He had an agreement with them that they would be rewarded for their labor. And this is like signing almost a verbal contract. It is a verbal contract between the Lord and yourself, and we know that the Lord cannot and he will not lie. So whatever is right, he said, whatever is right, I will pay. And so moving right along, and when he went out about the third hour and saw others standing idle in the marketplace. So this is an ongoing thing. And so I'm going to stop at the third hour, because the third hour is considered the first watch of the day. And see, every day has, and every night has, four watches, which starts at 6 a.m. and 6 p.m., and it moves ahead in increments of 3 hours apiece. So in the first hour, so if you notice, there are some people who will come to work, and when you get to the job, they're already there. They're doing, or they're eager to work. So these are the ones that come in early. All right, now, the first watch, okay? Now we're going to move right along and said unto them, go ye also into the vineyard, and whatsoever is right, I will give you. And they went their way. See, so these people were standing idle. We don't know the reason why they were standing idle, but it's open to speculation. But we have some people who are not ready. Some people who don't want to own up to the responsibility of not only providing for them their family, but providing and giving themselves the nutrients that they need. Why? Because they have got adjusted to other people doing things. But see, the Lord and the vineyard master went out, and he was recruiting. He said, no, this is a job right here that I'm going to handle. He told these individuals, you don't need no resume to come work for me because I know all about you. Now, isn't that something? If you got a record or something, or you don't feel worthy, let the Lord say, come on in here anyway. So we're working our way up to the 11th hour. And it says, verse number 5, and he went out about the 6th and 9th hour and did likewise. See, so went out the 6th hour, which was the end of the second watch, and he went out again until the 9th hour, which was the end of the 3rd watch. Now, see, if you haven't noticed, it's getting late in the day, which is coinciding with the topic. It's getting late in the day. There are some that are still out there. See, the Lord didn't give up, because a lot of times when their quota is met, what do they do? What do society do? They put a hiring freeze. They put a hiring freeze. They say, no, we're not hiring anymore. And even as good as the economy is, the unemployment rate, I'll put it that way. That's 3.5 for the last I recollect, but 3.5 is not good enough when it comes down to the Lord. He wants everybody, every man, woman, boy, and girl, and so forth and on, to come into his vineyard and work. Because God's word says, heaven rejoice over one sinner repent, the 99 just that need no repentance. So we're not going to go with 3.5. So 3.5, that means that it's 96.5 that may have come in, but we want to go for the whole totality of the 100. So the Lord is recruiting. The Lord is doing what is necessary in order to make sure that his house and that his temple is filled. So he said, why are you standing idle? Why are you, you know, how come you haven't come to work for me? And so in verse number 7, it's very interesting. It said, they said to him, because no man has hired us. He said unto them, go ye also into the vineyard, and whatsoever is right, that ye shall receive. Now, could you imagine that? Say, no man will hire us. Now, we know that the world puts stipulations on things. If you don't have a doctorate, you can't do this. If you don't have a GED, you can't do that. If you don't have this, you can't do that. But the Lord knows what's in your heart. He knows your capability. So when we look at just that one statement right there, when they say no man will hire us, but we also got to look at the mindset of these people. See, sometimes, and we could look at things, but we really never know what somebody's thinking. because I know some people right now that the invitation has been sent out to them on numerous occasions for them to come over to the Lord's side. And I found out recently that it's not that these people don't want to come into the house of prayer, but there are some people out there that feel that they're not even worthy enough to come into God's house. But he says in his word, come to me, those are heavy burden, and I will give you rest. So it doesn't matter. It doesn't matter if a person have a lying tongue, because the Lord got the remedy for that lying tongue. It don't matter if somebody got sticky fingers. The Lord will take the Gorilla Glue off of your fingers. Whatever it is that you're doing, because all of us have come into the house of prayer shaped in iniquity, wrapped in sin.
Mm-hmm.
So there's not one of us, even at our best, we're considered as a filthy rag. So we have to look upon this 11th hour. So we're up to the 9th hour now, and it's getting late in the day. But there are more workers that could come and do the things that the Lord needs them to do. With some people that are inspiration to people. Some people can talk to people. Some people are organizers. We need all of these type of people in God's vineyard. Some people have angelic voices. He said, make a joyful noise. The Lord had a choir. So all of these things, whatever it is that you specialize in out there in the world, the Lord can take that. He can clean it up, and he can use it for his benefit, for his glory. Because these gifts are given without repentance, but occasionally we get amnesia. We forget that the Lord was the one that gave us these things, that gave us these remarkable talents. But see, what we do, we become selfish, and we use these tools and we use these gifts for our own benefit, not for God's glory. We use them to line our pockets. We use them to make a way. But we know that a man is, should earn his bread by the sweat of his brow. So it's nothing wrong with using what the Lord gave you. Whatever skill set that he has given you, it's all right to use that to take care of your family, to maintain yourself, but it's much, much more than that. And so getting back to this hire, he agreed to every man that they will get the same thing. It's not like they have it now, where they have, if you're familiar with the unions, they have what is known as a two-tiered wage system, where somebody come in and you can't make as much as that man that's been there for 40 years that refused to retire because the money is so good. But I've got news for you. There is no retirement in the Lord. His retirement plan, I got one. It's not a 401 because, see, that 401 will run out. It's not Social Security because that Social Security may not be solvent for the next 20 or 30 years. But it's one thing that's going to run on. And that's his payment plan. His retirement plan is eternity. Now, I want you to imagine with me, if you will, to have that continuous, that eternal paycheck. That paycheck where every day is a month of May, where every day is a wonderful adventure and a wonderful experience. Now, these are, how they say, the benefits or the perkishires or the perks for those who not familiar with the extended word of perks. But these are the perks. These are the benefits of going with the Lord, because he say, he told us, say, you will be with me, as he told a malefactor. He said, you will this day, you will be with me in heaven. Now, isn't that a wonderful promise? But see, we're getting close. We're getting really close to the 11th hour. We're not there yet, but we're on the way. So just hold on. So number 8, So when evil would come, the Lord of the vineyard said unto the steward, call the laborers and give them their hire, beginning from the last until the first. So payday is coming. Payday is coming. And what have you? This is a personal question that I'm asking you, but I'm going to ask myself first. What have I done? Have I done the assignment that the Lord gave me? Because each one of us have the same assignment, and that's to give God the glory, to go out into the highways and byways and compel them to come in. Have I completed my assignment? Have I, as Brother Brown was saying earlier, have I been an asset or a liability to the kingdom of God? Have I scattered God's sheep? Or have I lived in accordance with his word, in accordance to how he would have me to do things? I heard Brother Brown say earlier, and it made me leap for joy when he said something. He said, the word for the day is work while it is yet day, for the night coming. No man can work. And see, we're getting close to the 11th hour of the day, which means there's only a few minutes left in the day to do what it is that needs to be done in the name of the Lord. But we're not there yet. And it says, and when it came, they were hired about the 11th hour. They received every man a penny. Okay. And this brings on our topic. It's getting late in the day. But for those that have, for whatever reason, an individual did not come into God's vineyard early in their life, because we know that there is no excuses, but we all have, I'm going to say we all have many reasons why we did not embrace the Lord, why we did not acknowledge the Lord, why we did not attend BTU, why we didn't come to Bible class, why we didn't come to choir rehearsal, why we didn't forsake, why we forsaked assembling ourselves in the house of prayer. But I got good news for you. That invitation is for you right now. That invitation is standing tall and is waiting to be accepted. It does not matter up until this point, because see, I was one of those late 11th hour Christians. I came into the vineyard in my 30s. And if the Lord had called me home before that time, I'd perish the thought of where my final resting place would be. And there's a lot of people who felt that they had to get themselves together. You know, I'm enjoying life too much right now to submit myself wholeheartedly unto the Lord. But see, this invitation right now, right here and right now, is standing for those brothers and those sisters who have been contrary, those brothers and those sisters who have given you a hard time and who have talked about you and have told you that they don't see, I wouldn't serve a God like that with all the different things that's going on. But see, that 11th hour is a special hour, because the negotiations will close down in 1 hour. Brother Brown said, work while it is day. That made my day, because it coincided with tonight's lesson. Only got a few minutes left. Only got a few minutes to get our house in order. But I got news for you. You cannot get your house in order by yourself. We need some help. If you notice, even the do-it-yourselfers, they can do carpentry, they can do electrical, they can do masonry. But somebody got to come in and do electrical. So you cannot do it all by yourself. You can do some of it, but you really can't do that if the Lord said you can't do it. The Lord did not bless you to have those skillful or that skill set in order to do that. But see, in order to get myself together. I can't do it. I'll keep procrastinating. You will keep procrastinating. You say, now is not a good time. I've been up drinking all night. I've been partying. I've been gambling. I've been chasing the women all night long. Now is not a time for me to come into the house of prayer. Au contraire, mon frère, now is the time. In the meridian heights of my sin is the time for me to go and fall on my knees and tell the Lord, Lord, I'm a sinner. I'm rest and undone. Lord, could you fix what I've broken? I've taken all of these good things that you have given to me, and I crumbled them. I'm just like those swine. I trampled them up under my foot. Now is the time to come forth in the name of the Lord. It's the 11th hour. The day is far spent. But you know what? We got a little bit more to go. And if you notice, in the world, when you union negotiators, they normally have an overnight marathon session trying to come to an agreement. But this agreement we came to with the Lord early in the day. He said, come on, you know. He said, I know you got a problem, but come on in here and you submit yourself to me. I will fix that problem. See, coming to the house of prayer is not going to automatically fix your problem. But it's a head start, because there are some who come in, they take the medicine, but then they turn right around and they leave out. But what it would do, it will give you that foundation. It will give you that stability for which you can stand on. It will educate you. It will have you to love your neighbor as yourself. It will have you to do unto others as you would have them to do unto you. It would have you to take your eyes off your neighbor's wife, like King David did. It would have you to always put right in front of wrong. It will have your spirit man to rule and to govern you and to inform you when things are not right. When you go across the boundaries of good conduct, it will put you back in order. This is what it would do. It would make you strive for that higher goal, which is Christ Jesus. Now, that's what coming to the house of prayer do. It will have you to be a better person. It will have you to go out on missions and tell people about how good the Lord is. But see, how can you tell people about how, I'm about to misstate something. You could tell people about how good the Lord is, but if you have not experienced it, which we do every day, when his bills to be paid, and then all of a sudden that check come out of nowhere, God has been good. But we must acknowledge that it is him. We say, wow, we can attribute a lot of the things that we do in life to one thing. I used to do it too. Oh, that was luck. No. That was God. When we're going down the highways and somebody pulled in front of us and we managed to maneuver our car to keep from hitting them and avoiding a 16-car accident, we say, oh, that was luck, and we begin to take and steal God's glory. No, that was God in that split second. That was the Lord that took over the wheel and allowed you to move, because, see, you cannot think that fast. Your mind does not function that fast to maneuver yourself, because in the blinking of an eye, twinkling of an eye, God has that ability to change. So we're going to move right along. We as verse number 9, that's where our thought was coming out of, saying when they come, they were hired about the 11th hour, which means that it's later in the day, but we got to go a little bit further. But when the first came, they supposed that they should have received more. And they likewise received every man a penny. Wow. Houston, we got a problem. You mean to tell me I'm going to be here all day long, and this joker off the street is going to come in here, and he's going to get the same amount I'm getting. Wait a minute. I got a problem with that. And most of the world got a problem with that. But see, this is not the world. This is the church. I should be glad that my brother, that my wayward brother, and my backsliding sister then came into the house of prayer, and that they're going to have a right, just like me, to the tree of life. I should be overjoyed with that. I shouldn't be around here pouting. Now, we're going to move right along. Now, see, all these things is happening in the 11th hour, and as you can see, it's turmoil going on, because you got some disgruntled workers. You got some people that's right, even before they get off of work, ready to go on strike. When it first came, they supposed that they should have received more, but when you sign that contract, see, it's, you know, the world has gotten to the point now where if somebody get a penny more than I do, I want to be the highest paid athlete. I want to be the highest paid CEO. So what do they say? Now, could you imagine this? The Lord said, I'm going to give you this much. He said, okay, Lord, it's more than I thought possible. And then all of a sudden you say, wait a minute, Lord, you ain't giving me enough. I think I want to renegotiate. Now, could you imagine that the Lord that gave you the best deal that you could ever have, and you talking about, these people talking about, in the 11th hour, they talking about, late in the day, they talking about renegotiation. All right, now verse number 11. And when they had received it, they murmured against the good man of the house. Wait a minute now, hey, I'm finna get ready to throw this fish back in the water, because it ain't enough for me. I've been here sweating and on the bed, the burden of the heat of the day and everything, and that's all you're going to give me? Saying, these last have wrought but 1 hour, and thou hast made them equal unto us, which have borne the burden and heat of the day. Now, this is where you come in at. This is where I come in at. This is where we all come in at. Let's not discourage those people that want to come to the house of prayer. When we act this way, whether we know it or not, it's going to discourage people from coming in, because we feel I'm entitled to more. Deacon that's been on the board for 35 years, your reward is the same as that lay member that just joined, the choir and have a desire for God. Mm-hmm. That is the greatest pay that any one of us can get, and that's to be with the Lord. Okay, and said, but he answered one of them and said, friend, I do thee no wrong. Then dost thou agree with me for a penny? So all these hurt feelings that we have when somebody come into the vineyard and they get recognition, and we've been there for 200 years and it seems like we're not getting no recognition. They're getting the same pay that we get. It's time for us, those that have been in the vineyard for a long time, to think about that 11th hour. There's a lot happening in that 11th hour, but the negotiation will soon be over. These are people who just finally come to that reality of serving a true and a living God. Should I not, I be happy that they're coming in? Should I not be, as the scripture says, should I not be rejoicing? Should I not be on fire for the Lord? Said, take that is thine and go thy way. I will give unto this last even as unto the first. So I don't know that the Lord would say this, but I'm just going to paraphrase here, and I hope I don't get in trouble for saying this. Said, take that as thine and go thy way. Now, I'm taking this as, boy, you better get on out my face. Didn't I tell you that? You know, this is not open to negotiation. I already told you what's in your best interest and what you're going to get. I suggest that you get out my face and say, go thy way. Now, there might be other ways to to interpret that, but say, take that thine is. In other words, hey, since you, I'm going to give you what I promised I was going to give you, but not a penny more. Okay. And it said, it is not lawful for me to do what I will with mine own. Lord, then, as I say, he's a generous employer. He want to make sure everybody got the benefits, because now probationary employees don't have the benefits. They don't have the medical benefits. They don't have the medical coverage that an employee that's been there all week. But you can imagine coming to a place and you got all the benefits. As I say, this is an appeal, and this is an invitation for those who have not yet decided that they want to come into the house of prayer. Work while it is yet day, for the night cometh, and no man work. No man work. It is not lawful. The Lord is saying, I'm not breaking the law by giving everybody the same. Now, what if these workers had not come in? It wouldn't be no grumbling, wouldn't be no mumbling. Hey, they got families to feed. They got their own soul salvation to work out. Give them an opportunity also. So, as I say, in that 11th hour, getting late in the day, it's so much happening. Because we're down to just a few minutes, my brothers and sisters. We're just down to a few minutes, too, with tonight's program. But now is the time for us to think about that 11th hour. We came to an agreement. We negotiated. We went to work. We did everything that was required of us. And so, verse number 16, so the last shall be first, and the first shall be last. The first last, for many be called, but few chosen. Okay, now, we're going to stop right there. That's the end of the scripture of tonight's lesson, but just think about that. You've been there all day, and we're going to go to your nearest, okay, we're going to go there to your nearest hospital, your nearest emergency room. Now, you've been all day, there all day with a toothache, a hangnail, or something of the sort, and this gunshot victim comes in there, and they triage him, and they take care of him, and we grumble, well, I've been here all day. Now, don't we know that the seriousness of a person's situation, the last step, now, he just come in, he going to get waited on. Why? Because his situation was more serious than mine. This person just came to work, and he's going to get the same thing I get. Why? Because he's the last in, the first out. First in, the last out. So it's time for us to stop grumbling. It's getting late in the day. It's time for us to submit ourselves wholeheartedly to the righteousness of God. It's time for us to quit bickering. You know, and I did this lesson before, but it was had a different topic. And the topic was, neighbor, don't you worry about my paycheck. I'm going to get everything I got coming. God's word say so. He said, whatever is right, I will pay. So if you came in there and if you worked iniquity, well, whatever it is that you're going to receive, you're going to receive. You came in there and you worked faithfully, and you did was faithful of a few things, then the Lord is going to compensate you accordingly. So now's not the time to bicker, as I say, but now's the time for us to be glad that we got a job. Be glad that the Lord came out and recruited us personally. Asked you a long time ago, why are you standing here idle? How come, you know, and what was the response? Because no man will hire us. But the Lord said, look, you meet my qualifications. We do not meet the qualifications of man. Why? Because I didn't have a high school education. Why? Because I did not have a doctorate. Why? Because I'm only 4'11". Why? Because I weighed 390 pounds. They said that I was obese. I couldn't work. But the Lord is eliminating all of these things. Now, ain't that a wonderful God? Is that not a generous employer that will look past your health, look past your wealth, look past all of these things and say, come on in here. Come on in here, Reverend from South Carolina, North Carolina. I got a job for you to do. I want to make you fishers of men. Isn't that a wonderful thing? So I thank the Lord for this opportunity to bring forth his word. Brother Brown promised that he would have a music break at the end of this presentation. I thank God. May God bless you and may ever keep you. Remember, it's getting late in the day. An 11th hour is upon us. What you going to do? Amen. Brother Brown.
Amen. Praise the Lord, Deacon Marvin Cox. Thank you for that poem titled The 11th Hour. And then we also want to say thank you for that message, that powerful, much-needed word for such a time as this. And just like you said earlier, and it goes right back to the spiritual food for thought that I read on tonight. Work while this day, for the night is coming. Again, that's found in John chapter 9, verse 4. And I'm going to explain what that really means. Deacon Robert Cox kind of explained it, but I'm going to go a little bit deeper in a different route with this. Work while it is day. A lot of people don't really understand what this really means. When the Word of God said work while it's day, that means work while you have life, while you have breath in your body, because the night cometh. And what do the night mean? Death. No man can work for God when you're dead. So that's what that really means. Work for the Lord while you are breathing, while you have breath in your body, because if Jesus don't come back first, the Word of God tells us it has been appointed unto man once to die, and after that, the judgment. So no man can work for God dead. You got to work for the Lord while you're living, while you're breathing, while he can be glorified through your body while you're on earth. So we all have a purpose in the earth. So if you don't know what your purpose is, you need to pray. He said, any man lack wisdom, ask God. So if you don't know what your purpose is, you need to ask God to show you what your purpose is. And for those of you that are not saved in Jesus' name on tonight, you've just heard the word. So if you heard this word on tonight and you know for sure that you're not saved, you need to go to God. You need to seek Jesus in prayer first, because God is not like man. He's searching our hearts. He's searching your heart. He's searching my heart. So he wants you to be honest with him because he already knows the truth. So you need to open up your heart and ask Jesus Christ to forgive you of your sins. And then you need to turn around, right around and ask with your mouth, open your mouth, and ask the Lord Jesus Christ to save you from your sins and ask him to come into your heart and save you. And that's exactly what he would do. Because it is not God's desire that any souls be lost. It's not God's desire. It's not Jesus' desire. It's not my desire. It's not Deacon Marvin Cox's desire. Neither is it Pastor Norman King's desire or anyone that is truly saved in Jesus' name. It's not any of our desire that any souls be lost. So you have an opportunity right now. If you know you're spiritually blind and you're spiritually lost, you can open your mouth and ask to be saved in Jesus' name even on tonight. Don't wait till tomorrow, because tomorrow is not promised. Matter of fact, the next breath is not promised to either or none of us. So don't take your life and your soul for granted. Stop playing Russian roulette with your soul. You know, that's what the enemy wants you to do. So we just thank God for this word on tonight. This is a much-needed word for such a time that we're living in on tonight. Young people are leaving this world just as fast as older people are leaving this world. And as my mother used to say, and it's very true, you don't have to be sick to die. You hear a lot of people go to bed, they're healthy, they go to bed, and they die in their sleep. Young people and old people. So don't take your soul's eternity for granted or lightly, because your soul has to spend eternity somewhere. Is it going to be hell or heaven? It's your choice. The Word of God said, choose ye this day whom you're going to serve. Now, whose report are you going to believe? Are you going to believe this word that you just heard on tonight through Deacon Marvin Cox? Or are you going to believe the enemy's report And so you can just live any kind of way you want to, do whatever you want, and you can just, you know, die and you're going to go to heaven anyhow without Jesus in your life. That's not true. Stop being bamboozled by the enemy. You have an opportunity to be saved on tonight. So I thank God for Deacon Marvin Cox for this word on tonight. It's late in the day. Wow, that's a powerful word on tonight, Deacon Marvin Cox. Thank you so much. And again, we want to thank Pastor Norman King for opening up with prayer on tonight. The pastor of Victor's Outreach Ministries, located in Greensboro, North Carolina. We're going to close out in prayer on tonight, as we always do. But we're going to do our music break. Matter of fact, I'm going to do the closing prayer first, and then I'm going to close out with our music. So I'm asking our listeners, if you would please pray with me. Eternal God, our Heavenly Father, in the name of Jesus, we come once again to give you glory, honor, and praise for who you are. We bless your name, Heavenly Father, because we know that you are truly worthy to be praised. No matter what we're going through, no matter what it looks like, we thank you, Heavenly Father, that you are in total control, and that we thank you that there's nothing too hard or impossible for you to do. Now, Lord, we ask you to continue to bless us, continue to strengthen us as we continue to look to the hills from which cometh our help. For we know that all of our help comes from you. So, Heavenly Father, we also ask you to continue to forgive us of all of our sins and our transgressions, so that our work for you on earth will not be in vain. Continue to comfort and strengthen those that are bereaved all over the land. Continue to touch, heal, and deliver, and strengthen those that are sick, because we know that you're still working miracles, signs, and wonders, even on tonight. So now, Lord, we pray that your word has gone out, and it has not gone out void. It's going to accomplish everything that you have set out for it to do. So we thank you for your man of God, Deacon Marvin Cox, and for Pastor Norman King on tonight. Continue to bless them and the works of their hands. Continue to use them for your glory is our prayer in the name of Jesus. Now, Lord, we pray and ask that you will move by your spirit on tomorrow in every door all over the land that's going to be opened in your son Jesus' name. Anoint each vessel even now that's going to stand on your word and teach your word on tomorrow all over the land, that you be glorified, that souls will be saved, that backsliders will come back to the fold, and that those that are in the body of Christ will be built up and strengthened and edified through your word is our prayer in Jesus' name. Continue to bless every listener as only you can, Heavenly Father, and grant them the desires of their hearts is our prayer. In Jesus' name we pray. All those that are testifying in agreement with this prayer said amen. But know that I love you. Know that God loves you even more. So until the next time, we're going to close out with this song on tonight. Continue to be blessed of the Lord. Until Thursday night, continue to be doers of God's word and not just hearers only. Until then, good night.
You clean me up.